Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Yedid Nafshi, Harava Gaon, Rav David Kram Shlita, V'chol B'nei Beiso. We're going to be learning about the inyan of Kol HaMitzvos V'Varach Aleihem over La'asiyosan, based on the Sefer Sukkah's Dovid of Agon HaGadol, Rav David Sukman and Siman Lamed Gimel. The Gemara says in Sukkah, Daf Lamed Tes, that all mitzvahs you make over La'asiyosan before they're done. And then the Gemara says, how do you know that over is a lashon of being makdim? And Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, because the pasuk says, "Vayaretz Achimotz derech hakikar ha'aretz hakushi," that Achimotz ran to tell David about the p'tira of Avshalom, and he passed the kushi. He was makdim the kushi. So you see that over is a lashon of lahakdim. Abaye brings another source. The Gemara Pesachim continues that in the Beis Medrash of Rav they said that this rule is true, that you make over la'asiyasan, you make it before, you make the bracha before the mitzvah, besides tevila and shofar. And the Gemara says, I get tevila because the person isn't roi. Let's say he's a ger. Can't make a bracha when he's still a goy. Or a person's tamei, can't make it until he's tar. But shofar my time, why shofar? Do you only make afterwards? Do you only make afterwards and not before? The Gemara says, if you're worried about the being makalkal the true, he's going to mess up the true, it'll be a bracha levatala. So shechit and mila, we should also make only afterwards. Shirkit Hashanah to the son of Allah mila, and making a bracha on the shechit also, you should only make it afterwards. Maybe you'll mess it up, and yet we make it before. So Rav Chisda says, you're right. There's no such chash, and it's only chutz min atvila. That all brachas are over la'asiyasan except for tvila, which is done afterwards. And the Gemara says, Tanya nami hachi. That after a person gets out of the mikveh, he says, "Asher kedushanu tzotzivanu al hatvila." Rabbi Kiveger and Yerides and Yutes asks about birchas lulav that the Tefuah Shor says you can't make it beforehand. So, if that's the case, then why does Bei Rav, according to Tefuah Shor, only bring in the exception of tvila? He should have also said birchas lulav. He also asked on the Ravid in the third parak of Yishus halachuchav gimel that birchas erusin you only make after the erusin. Even though it's a birchas mitzvah, because it's tali b'das acherim, maybe the woman's not going to want it. If that's the case, then why doesn't the Gemara say chutz mi birchas erusin? It's also the kasha of the Ramban in the Magid Mishnah Perek Gimel there in Ochos Yishus. Why doesn't the Gemara say chutz mi birchas erusin? Afishitas harayvit. That's also done afterwards, not before. And we can also ask based on what the Ravid writes. And the Rabbeinu Tam in Tosis Shabbos Kuflam Zayin Amid Beis the Ramaschal Avia Ben and in Pesachim Zayin Amid Al Tosin the Ramaschal B'Levayer and the Brach of Lachniso that it's not done over La'asiyasan because somebody else does it. Somebody else is doing the mitzvah, so you only make the bracha afterwards. You make the bracha before when you're doing the mitzvah. When somebody else does the mitzvah, you make it afterwards. So why isn't that included in the chutz? Why is that not included in the chutz? Why do we say chutz mi lachniso? So we should have included birchas erusin. We should have included lachniso. According to the Tefuah Shor, we should have included lulav in the exceptions to the rule. And you can ask even more according to the Shagas Arye in Simon Chavav. Based on the Mishmos of the Sugya, the Ravidon Mishmos is arguing with Amri de Beirav, and they say all mitzvahs you make over La'asiyasan. And according to them, there's no bracha for a ger, because you can't do it before, so you don't do it after. Well, but they don't hold of Birchas Erusin and Birchas Lachniso, that we have Mefurish in the Braisa. And it's mashma, as Rabbeinu Tam learns out, that Birchas Lachniso is done afterwards because it's done by someone else, not by the person. The meal is done by someone else, not by the father making the bracha. And Birchas Erusin also is mashma you do afterwards because it's Tali B'Dasa Isha. So hard to say that Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel does not hold of Birchas Erusin and Birchas Mila, Birchas Lachnisa, not being over La'asiyasa. So they also have a chutz. If they also have a chutz, so why is it mashim in the Gemara that the only chutz is Amri Bei Rav's tefillah? We should have a chutz lekulei alma, Erusin and Lachniso, even according to Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. So Rabbi Kiva Eger is miyashiv this kasha that the other brachas, Lachniso, Erusin, if you make them before, you're yotze b'diavad, and therefore they're not included with tevila as being an exception to the rule that the rule is over La'asiyasa, and that these are exceptions. Because b'diavad you're yotze before. Hashem came tefillah. So, Rabbi Kiva Eger's teretz is very dachuk, very shver teretz. Because what's this chutz telling us? This chutz is telling us that other brachas, you have to make over La'asiyasa, and tefillah, you don't. So, Pashtus in the Gemara to say tefillah, you don't have to make over La'asiyasa. Nor Erusin and Lachnisa. That's also not over La'asiyasa. Pashtus and the Sugi were saying which brachas are over La'asiyasa and which aren't. So Erusin and Lachnisa are not over La'asiyasa and that should have been in the chutz. Say that you're Yotze B'diyevet, that's not the Mishmos of the Sugi. The Mishmos of the Sugi were saying which brachas are done before. Which brachas, are done after. All the other brachas you have to make before. But some brachas you can or even should make after. That's what the Gemara is saying. So it says tefillah. It also should have said lachniso and birchas erusin. So that's a difficult teretz. And we need to understand then, what is the teretz of the kasha? Why would it be that the Gemara doesn't mention lahachniso and birchas erusin as not being over la'asiyasin? Rabbi Tzvi Pesach Frank was omed on this in the Hartzvi, in Mili de Brachas and Simon Beis. The Rambam in the 11th parak of Hilchos Brachos, Halacha Hei and Vav, in a parak Gimel, Hilchos Ish Halacha of Gimel, writes the din of over La'asiyasa is not just a din of lechatchila, it's also a din of b'diavad. And if you don't make a bracha before doing the mitzvah, it's too late, you missed the boat, you can't do it after. But the opinion of the Or Zarua in Hilchos Kriya Shema, in Simen Chaf Hei, brought in Agosa Shri in the first parak of Brachas and in the Rosh in Simen Yudalid and the beginning of Chulin, that even though Bibirchas Hananin you can't make the Bracha after you eat because it's Asir Ladim Lahanos Me'alam Hazeh B'lay Bracha, but Bibirchas HaMitzvah B'diavad you can do afterwards. Ayin Sham in the Orz Zeruah and L'chorah it's not on the Tzver, it's difficult to understand. It's Pashat that even if you make a Bracha afterwards, not a bracha on what's afterwards, the bracha on what was before. When you make the birchas a mitzvah after, you're making it the bracha on what you did before, right? Because the mitzvah is already done. If that's the case, if for the Or Zeruah you can make a bracha after for birchas a mitzvahs, so with birchas a nana, you should also be able to make a bracha. You're right! You're already nana. But now make the bracha, so you're not nana without a bracha, just like a birchas mitzvah you make afterwards. Birchas nana make afterwards, there's a difference. So the Or Zeruah says that Simon Chav Hei, that the chilek is that Birchas Hananin, they were metake in a bracha afterwards, make a bracha achrona, and therefore you can make the bracha rishona after you already ate. Mashen kein Birchas HaMitzvah is that there's no bracha afterwards. There's no bracha afterwards, so you make the bracha that you're supposed to make before, you make it after. So, first of all, we have to understand, how is this shaykh to what he originally said? He said, you can't make a Birchas Hananin afterwards, because you're not allowed to be Nanim, Me'olam Azeh below bracha. And then he does an about face, and he says, you can't make a bracha afterwards, because you have a bracha achrona. So how can you make a bracha rishona? Once you already have the bracha achrona, you don't need the bracha rishona. Only by Birchas HaMitzvah, you don't have a bracha achrona, there you need to make the bracha rishona afterwards. So what's the shaychus between the two reasons? First, the Or Zerua said the reason that it's also Adam Elos Be'Hamas Ebeloi Bracha, and therefore you can't make it afterwards, you have to make it before. You have to get to make it before you make the get the Hanoi, you have to make the Bracha. Afterwards, it's too late. And then he says, no, the reason is because you make a Bracha Chrona. If you make a Bracha, so therefore you can't make a Bracha Rishona anymore. But if you wouldn't have a Bracha Chrona, you can make a Bracha Rishona. Like Birchas HaMitzvahs. So, which one is it? And we also have to understand the reason itself. So we see from his reason, he says, because if we have a bracha achrona, you can't make a bracha rishona. Had there not been a bracha achrona, then you could make a bracha rishona, even after you wait. Just like we see by Birchas HaMitzvahs, that it's shaykh to have a bracha l'mafreya. So that's the case, then why were they mevatel? Birchas Hananin shelefaneha, because the bracha of afterwards. All right, le'olam, there's always a bracha afterwards, and they still may said to make a bracha before. So why, after the person already had that na'ah, can't he make the before bracha after? You see, the after bracha doesn't stop you from making the before bracha. And you see that in principle, you can make the before bracha afterwards from Birchas HaMitzvahs. Because by Birchas HaMitzvahs, you're taka making the before bracha afterwards. So why don't we say Birchas Hananin also? You make the before bracha afterwards. And the fact that there's an after bracha shouldn't bother us, because there's always an after bracha. When you make the bracha before, there's an after bracha. So that doesn't prevent the bracha from the bracha lefaneh, the before bracha. So if you didn't make the before bracha before, then make it after. And you're going to say, no, it's too late. But you see, by Birchas HaMitzvahs, it's not too late. So by Birchas Hananin, shouldn't be too late either. General in life, we want to say it's not too late. We want to make people feel like they're not lost. It's always hope. B'kuf ha-machlekes, look in the shach b'yoyudeh b'simen yoteh sif kot gimel, who's tamei on the Or Zerua from the Sigin Brachas. And l'choyer, it's mefurish in an aleph from an aleph, not like the Or Zerua. It says there, they asked Rav Chisda, somebody who ate that didn't make a bracha, can he make a bracha now? He said to them, somebody eats garlic and he has bad breath, he should eat garlic again, he should have worse breath. No, Vanda, if you didn't make a bracha when you started to eat, and you're eating further, so make a bracha. Vanda, you shouldn't make it worse and continuing without a bracha. So Ravina says, I bazoi, even if you finish your meal, you should make a bracha. As it says, Desanya, Tolov Oloim, everybody else, bracha, Shekhashem, Tala, Tvila. When a person does tefillah, so he makes the bracha ala tefillah after the tefillah, so too after the suda, he can still make a bracha. And it's the Gemara Lowi. No, it's not so. Hasamei kara gaber lechazi, by tefillah, he's not right to make a bracha before the tefillah, he's not fitting. But here, mei kara gaber lechazi, here the person's right to make a bracha before he ate, and he didn't make the bracha, hol v'nitcha yitcha, since he's pushed away, ad kan divrei ha-gemara. So you see that the chiluk is not between Birchas Hananin and Birchas HaMitzvahs, like the Or Zerua wanted to claim. Rather, Gavra Chazi, Gavra Lo Chazi. Roy or not Roy. So, if he's not Chazi before, if he's not Roy to make the bracha before, then he can make afterwards. But if he's right to make a bracha before, then he can't make the bracha afterwards. So that's not the chiluk of the Or Zerua. there was a ruas chiluk was also adam anas me'alam hansa b'lei bracha. So once he already was nana, it's too late. That's not what the Gemara says. And he wants to be mechalik between that and birchas hamitzvahs, but there's no hana, and there you can make a bracha after. It's not the Gemara's chiluk. Gemara's chiluk is between birchas hanan and birchas hamitzvahs. The Gemara's chiluk is between gavra chazi and gavra lo chazi. If he's not roy before, he can make after. He's roy before, he can make after. It's very schwer. Now, it seems that the Shach didn't see the Or HaZeruah inside. Because the Or HaZeruah himself brings the Gemara. The Or HaZeruah knew the Gemara. He brings it, he cites it. Then he writes, Nira Be'enai Delesa L'Raya De Ravina Miger, that we don't hold of Ravina's Raya from a ger that you can make the bracha after. Miu De Ravina L'Nyan Suda Itmar. And Ravina himself was talking about a Suda. And that's when you can make the bracha afterwards. And therefore we make a chiluk between what Ravina says, Su'uda, according to the Or HaZeruah. Su'uda, no. We don't accept Ravina. Ravina's raya from Tevila about Su'uda, because Su'uda we don't accept. Whereas mitzvahs, we do accept this notion that you make afterwards. That's what the Or HaZeruah says. It's very difficult to understand the Or HaZeruah inside now. Because the Gemara wasn't mechalik between Suda and mitzvah. The Or HaZeruah is mechalik between Suda and mitzvah. Mitzvah, yes afterwards, Suda, no afterwards. But the Gemara's chilik is between Gavra Chazi and Gavra Lo Chazi. Otherwise, Suda and Mitzvah would be the same. If Gavra was lo chazi before, then you would make a bracha in both after. If Gavra was chazi before, then you wouldn't make a bracha afterwards. So the Gemara's chilik isn't between Suda and Mitzvah. It's between Gavra chazi and Gavra lo chazi. So how's the Or HaZeruah make this chilik? I'll pee the sugya when the sugya itself doesn't make the chilik. We also have to understand Kashi Rabbi Kiveger Gilin HaShulchan Aruch Simen Yotes Ve'omad B'zeh Gam HaShagas Aryeh B'sof Simen Chavov. And what the Rama writes in Sif Aleph, that if somebody shechted something that has a reisa, Isilat Beireusa and the Shechita, there's something wrong with the possibility with the Shechita. And it needs Bedika. This animal might not be kosher. Yishchitenu beloy, because the Shechita is no good. If the animal's not kosher, then what's the Shechita worth? So the animal might be, there's a race in the animal. So it needs Bedika. Yishchitenu beloy bracha. He should Shech without a bracha. And when it's kosher, he should make the bracha. And that's Midibrei Or HaZeruah and Simon Shinpei Zion. Frekt Rabbi Kiva Eiger, Einachinami, that's Rabbi Or HaZeruah Lashitasa B'chol Berachas HaMitzvahs. You can make it afterwards if you didn't make it before. But according to the Shach and Sifkot and Gimel, that a lot of Rishon Ahon, not like the Or HaZeruah. And the Shach Asariah brings from the Ramah and Arachayim. Simon, Tov Lamed Beis Sif Aleph, that the Ramah holds that you're not allowed to make a bracha after a siyas mitzvah in sham. Mech, he tastes that even according to these shitas, you should make the bracha afterwards, you didn't make the bracha before. And you can compare it to tefillah sager, that lekuli alma b'loy chazi mevarech. Afterwards, if it's not right, You make the bracha afterwards, because there, lechatchila, that was the takanas ha-bracha, that tefillah sager is only afterwards, because otherwise there's no bracha. But here, where the bracha was before the shechita, me'echi teisi, that you should make the bracha afterwards. The hagabatzmecha, think about it, sweet friends. A valkeri, who doesn't make a bracha, according to the Gemara in Brachas, if he does a mitzvah and then he's toivil, should he make a bracha now? Since Meikari wasn't right to make a bracha. Avadanisht, since he saw that bracha, they were metakin oivilasiyasan. So there's no b'chol gavin in any instance, there's no bracha afterwards. What's the takana? By tefillah sager, there was takana to make it afterwards, but otherwise there wasn't, even though in this file, in this instance, you couldn't make it before. Say there, but normally it's not a takana to make afterwards, so you can't make afterwards, even in this instance you can't make before. So ma pito meichi teisi, that by birchas shchita, you should be able to make the bracha afterwards. Shver, very shver. Rabbi Akiva Eger blibes with the tzarech iyun. And the Shagas Aryeh blives with the Tzarechin on a steer on the Ramah. Because the Ramah and Arachayim Toflam at Beis Yifalef writes, you can't make a bracha after doing the mitzvah. And the selfsame Ramah writes, in Simen Yotes, in Yeridei, that you do make a bracha after the Shechita. So we have a Tzarechin here and a Tzarechin there. On the Sugin Psachim, they bring Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel as a continuation what the Gemara from the Machlokas and the Nusach HaBracha of Bedikas Chametz between Rav Papi and Rav Papa. And that the Gemara says that Lekulei Alma you have to make a bracha. Menalan, where do you see this? Dam Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. Kol ha-mitzvahs mevarech aleihem over la'asiyasa. That according to that, that Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel says that you have to make a bracha before you do it. The kulei alma, you have to make a bracha. For the Gemara says, the kulei alma, you have to make a bracha. And the kulei alma, you have to make a bracha before. And the Gemara says, where do we know this from? Menalan! Gemara says, from Yehuda Amar Shmuel! So when you read the Gemara, it's Kishmak! You want to know Amakor? Yehuda Amar Shmuel. The only thing is, if you think about it, it didn't help us. Because we're puppy and we're pupper, I'm a rhyme. So if Menalan means, what's the Makor? And give me a mugger from a Tana. And give me a mugger from a Pasuk. But don't give me a mugger from another Tana, from another Amora. They're all Samurai. And if you're looking for Tamadubber, if you're looking for a reason, they're not giving the reason. So what's the Kasha Menalan from an Amora? And then a Teretz, up. We have a Makor from an Amora from another Amora. How is that a Makor? If an Amora says that if an Amora is not good enough for you, then the Amora you're quoting isn't good enough either. And if the first Amorayim were good enough for you, then you don't need another one. We also have to understand Lashon of Oiber La'asiyasin of Yehuda Amar Shmuel. The Gemara is slick from a Kairos. How do you know the Oiber is made Karamashma? So why did you use this lashon in the first place? Daber la'inyan. Just say you have to make the bracha kodim. So look in the Ritva and our sugi and Psachim and sugi in Sukkah Lamites and in Psachim Zayin and the Meiri over there in Psachim and the Megillah of Beis and Aleph. The Abu Dram at the beginning of Mishpatei Brachas, the Tashbitz and Chelek Beis Simon Reish Ayin Zayin, that they write that we learn from here that you should make the bracha samuch le mitzvah, not only koidem a mitzvah, but samuch. And the Chasam Sofer writes in his Kedushin to Pesachim that it's because so is mashma the lashon of oiver. Kodem isn't mashma samuch, oiver is. And that's how we explain the Pesukim brought in the Gemara, and look also in the Chedusha and Etziva over there. But mehechi teisi, how do you get from this lashon a mashmos of samach mamish more than kodem? Meikara. How do you know this over how do you know? Okay, Chasam Sofer explained the psukim that way. But how do you know that over means more samach than kodem? Maybe kodem also means samach. So, first we have the kasha, you just say kodem. And then if we accept your premise that over means samach and kodem doesn't, then prove it. So, sweet friends, we certainly have our work cut out for us. And b'siyata d'shmaya, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the koach and the moach and the simchas chaim and the financial means, we will continue the next time and we will see neflos mitos Hashem. So I hope everybody tunes in. Mishmizocha lilmo du lamed lishma v'lasus v'lekaim is called divrei samet teresa b'yahava amen v'yamein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.